Hi, everyone. My name is Ellie Basmarva, and I am graduating from UC Berkeley in a week with a BA in English, and I'm here to talk to you about how this church has changed my life. When I was growing up, I was a Christian. My dad was a pastor when I was a kid, and I had grown up in the church. Life was pretty unstable for me. We moved around a lot all over the United States after emigrating from Bulgaria, and I had been to 7 elementary schools by the time I was in 4th grade. So I didn't understand community. I had never had that. I was an island, and I taught myself to be self-sufficient, and I was most comfortable in my own company. I never joined youth groups, and I never had a single Christian friend until college. So when I came to college, my faith was pretty personal, and I kept it to myself. I thought that when I got here to Berkeley, I could be faithful without changing the way I lived. So on the outside, my life looked just like anyone else's. I went to parties, said yes to every adventure college offered, and I burned bridges with people when I grew impatient with them. On the inside, I knew God loved me, but nothing was really affected by this truth. I went home after freshman year burned out. I felt alienated from even myself, and I knew I wasn't growing up to be the woman God had created me to be. So finally, as C.S. Lewis said, I gave in and admitted God was God, but I knew I couldn't do it alone. I wanted Berkeley, my next year, to be a time when I could learn to live an integrated life, as Nick said. Where my faith in God actually mattered and deeply influenced everything I did and said and thought. But before sophomore year started, I was terrified. I cannot tell you how scared I was to let God change my life, and I'm sure it's a feeling that many of you know. But God provided abundantly. And this is where my story with First Press begins. My first week back at sophomore year, a friend from my sorority, Stephanie Lindman, who some of you may know, briefly mentioned going to Bible study, and I jumped. I told her about my failed freshman year and how I wasn't able to find a church. So the first Sunday of my sophomore year here at Berkeley, I walked into this sanctuary. And I remember sitting back there at those back pews during worship and praying thank you over and over. And my prayer was so unordinary and powerful that I stopped and asked myself, what am I so thankful for? And I was floored because I looked around and saw all of you and saw that not only had God granted me the deepest desire of my heart, but he was saying, this is exactly where I want you to be. The next Wednesday was the first focus meeting of the semester. I went, and I never stopped going. Even when I studied abroad in the UK, I secretly wished that someone would Skype me in every week. I felt like I was missing out. At Focus, I met amazing people who immediately welcomed into my first community. Jessica Kerr was one of the first Focus members to hang out with me. She had dreads back then. We were both brand new. I was like probably one of your first one-on-ones. And now life is taking us to different places at the same time. And I'm excited to be friends with you in a non-intern student way. Those first few weeks, I scared myself by how excited I was to dive into Focus. I have never been as eager and outgoing ever anywhere else as I have been here. The first week I signed up for the men's and women's retreat where I met people who have deeply impacted my life since then. And then I got to experience the haunting beauty of the St. Columba in Inverness at the fall retreat where I got to deepen some of those friendships. If there is one thing I gave to this church, it is what I hope is contagious enthusiasm. It's because I learned that sometimes saying no to what the world says is good is actually a resounding yes to the kingdom of God. By October, I had signed up to go on a mission trip to Thailand. It was the first mission trip I had ever been on, and I didn't have the money for the trip or the network to raise the funds, and that is where so many of you stepped in and let me do work days and reached out and were so generous. And thank you for making my going possible. Thailand changed my life in two ways, two big ways. First, when, as Rodney mentioned, we visited the New Life Center for Survivors of Sex Trafficking. These young girls were brilliant. They were so full of life, and they played with us and ran and laughed, despite the scars that will never leave their lives. I saw incredible evil meeting deep expressions of God's love. It was there I learned that love is sacrificial and that Jesus made the first sacrifice, enabling me to be a living sacrifice for others. So I wanted to know how to help. Pastor Mary Ellen took the time to meet with me and mentor me and pour into me. She told me the same exploitation is happening in Oakland and Berkeley and San Francisco. She gave me a list of organizations that are seeking justice, and she prayed over me. I'm barely keeping up with watching God open doors for me and how he's bringing awareness into the Bay Area. So many people of all ages, young and old, live their lives fundamentally not believing that they are loved. And First Press is a part of changing that. I'm starting a full-time job at Yelp in San Francisco in June, which is incredible in itself, but I also get to take part in street outreach every month with Love Never Fails and do other volunteer work with Missy and other organizations. And God is truly pulling the weight here because this, like the things I just mentioned, have happened in the last month. So there's a lot going on. So thank you, Mary Ellen, for being an amazing mentor and friend and role model. And thank you to everyone who organized that Thailand trip and led it, Tim and Vent, Bridget, Mary Ellen, all of you. Thank you so much. So after having that international, intergenerational moment, as Nick would say, I wanted to spend more time with the wider First Pres community. And amazingly enough, you all wanted to get to know us college students. Authentic community looks unique. From ice cream and dinners at Janice's house, to mother-daughter teas with Sandy Bushek, to fatherly lunches with Vent, where he would remind me that I have no idea what I'm doing with my life. And meeting his best friend Steve at our second trip to Thailand together this past winter. First Presbyterian Church of Berkeley has helped me grow my faith, in addition to giving me some of the best friends and a wonderful community that has cared for me in ways I never expected. I think that's pretty life-changing. Finals week, which starts tomorrow, has become one of my favorite times of year. Focus students are trapped in the college lounge and Calvin room together and are extremely well-fed with food we normally wouldn't buy because we can't afford it. Thanks to, I have a list, Kay Ferguson, Linda Rowland, Patty Euland, Faye Lou Hudson, Monica Munger, and Carolyn Schmidt. I think we should give them a hand. You are an example of the unexpected love I find flowing everywhere in this church. You have all taught me that believing in the gospel and living out that Jesus Christ loves me and loves you can't be done alone. I'm moving to Oakland a week after graduation. I love what I found here, and I don't intend to leave. My little sister, Gabby, is coming to Berkeley as a freshman this fall, and I can't wait to introduce her to all of you. Thank you.